I'm Devin Jensen, and you're listening to Gospel Tangents.
The best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. What is the LDS Media and Publishing Association? We're going to find out more with the current president, Devin Jensen. So he'll tell us more about how it helps podcasters, musicians, writers, editors, anything to do with LDS Media. So it's great. He's also going to give us a discount code for the conference coming up in just a few days, so you'll definitely want to listen to that and sign up quickly, because it's just a few days away, so you won't want to miss this episode. Check it out. Welcome to Gospel Tangents. I'm excited to have one of the bigwigs in LDS publishing. Could you go ahead and tell us who you are?
Sure. I'm Devin Jensen, and I work in church publishing. I'm an editor and a writer. And I have been doing this for almost 30 years, so I have a fair bit of experience working with a lot of authors in various areas, including the Mormon History Association and others. And so I've really had fun with kind of a range of church publishing experiences.
Well, good. And you're the president of?
Oh, yeah, the Latter-day Saint Publishing and Media Association.
Okay.
LDSPMA.
I just joined.
Oh, fantastic. Glad you joined. It's free. Yeah. And I hope others will join, because it's a great way to sort of amplify your voice, network with people who are interested in sort of like-minded things. Basically, a way to connect. We have a monthly networking lunch, you know, through Zoom, and we basically just share tips to help people hone their craft and improve their skills and hopefully share light and truth with the world.
Well, yeah. And so tell us a little bit more about that. I actually have some other podcasters that listen that might want to join.
So, I love it.
And I know you have a Facebook page. Tell us more about that.
Right. Sure. You visit ldspma.org and you can just sign up for free. We send out maybe one or two newsletters a month, you know, just short basic things. And this networking lunch has been a fun way to connect with people. And then we have our annual conference. That's kind of our big event that we do. That'll be October 7th through 9th this year at the BYU Conference Center. And what we're going to do with this is we're going to have both a gathering in person and a virtual portion. Some people are away from the Wasatch Front, and so it may be difficult for them to gather, or for health reasons they may not want to gather. But we're going to do it safely, and we're going to have a great event, I believe. We're going to, if I'm not mistaken, we're about 300 people signed up right now. Might get up to 400.
Yeah, after they listen to this. Right?
Exactly. You're helping boost our signal, my brother. And so we love gathering. We've got tracks, several tracks. We've got podcasting. We've got multimedia stuff. We've got TV stuff. Much of it is traditional print, like editing and publishing and design. But here's some of our folks. We've got Alex Boyer, who's going to speak to us about his craft, all the things he's learned
singing.
As a performer. Yes, singing. We've got Lisa Mangum at Shadow Mountain, terrific managing editor. We've got also Laurel Christensen Day, who is the new president of Deseret Book, and she's going to talk about this.
Sherry Dew's not there anymore.
Sherry Dew has got a role in the Deseret Media Corporation, and I don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, so she's not with Deseret Book anymore.
I believe that's accurate. She's on the board, but I believe that she has been promoted beyond immediate circle. And then finally, we have Daryl Eves, who from The Chosen, he's the executive producer of that. I think they have like 48 billion views now.
Is he LDS?
He is not LDS.
That's what
and
I thought.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because this is intended to be for Latter-day Saint publishing media and like-minded individuals. And so we have folks who are Christian or Jewish who might join us as well, and we say welcome.
You know, so like Steve Pinaker.
Exactly. Steve Pinaker from Mormon Book Reviews would be very welcome, and I hope you're listening, Steve. But he is a terrific friend, evangelical podcaster, and he's doing really fascinating stuff. So
yeah.
A little promo. I'm glad you've mentioned him, because I enjoyed meeting him this summer at MHA, and he's a terrific fellow.
Yeah, Steve's a good guy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Are you going to record it, or can people watch it after the fact?
Yes, we will record it, and it will be available for about about a month and a half till November 21st, I believe, is the date that people can watch it. So,
okay.
Yeah, so there is a little bit of a window. I'll also give you two codes. Okay. If you're a student, student 2021 will work. And if you're a friend of LDS PMA, it's friend 2021. And those will give you some money off the normal registration fee. Again, we're free to join the organization, and hopefully we'll find some value
the
there.
The conference costs a little bit of money.
The conference does cost a little bit of money, so I want to make that clear. But a way to sign up and learn some stuff, hone your craft.
So is there anything else you're involved with as far as publishing is concerned?
Yeah, great. You know, one thing, if we could talk a little bit about the organization, the publishing organization, I think that there's some really neat things that we've got going with it. One thing I want to just emphasize, it is seeking to nurture a diverse, caring community of creators in which every participant is accepted and valued for both their unique identity and their unique creative contributions. I say that because I think sometimes we think that our community is only so wide and it can't be expanded. And our goal is to make sure that everybody feels included in this. Our events provide spaces for safe and inclusive teaching and dialogues through which all participants can learn and connect in a spirit of unity, mutual respect, and charity toward all. And that will enable us to radiate light as we share those messages throughout the world. So I just think that's a really important point because, again, I think sometimes we for whatever reason, we think that we can only expand our definition or be so far, reach so far. And if we open our arms a little more, we can reach more creatives. So anyway, I hope that's helpful. Yeah. Well, I would add too, in connection with this conference, that John Hilton and I are going to teach a really fun class. We are going to talk about the magic of storytelling, tricks to help your writing to resonate with audiences. And so we're going to use magic as well as teaching writing principles.
Not seer stones, though.
no seer stones in this one. Exactly right. But we thought we're talking to talk about hooking readers. You know, how you can connect people, surprise them. We'll use some fun magic tricks, including elements of surprise, misdirection, leading them down one path, actually surprising them in another way. We're going to talk about outlining with the end in mind. And then I just love this quote from, this is from Andrew Stanton of Pixar. He says, like a good magic trick, storytellers begin with the end in mind. Storytelling is joke telling. It's knowing your punchline, your ending, knowing that everything you're saying from the first sentence to the last is leading to the singular goal and ideally confirming some truth that deepens our understandings of who we are as human beings. So I love that. I think of film doing that. I am going to start my first screenplay.
You're writing a screenplay?
I am. I'm working with an established author. Her name is Kay Hancock, and she's written a terrific book called Dancing on Broken Glass. And we're going to try to work with her and a fellow author, Amy White. And
not Margaret Young?
And not Margaret Young would be terrific. I know Margaret really pretty well, at least on social media, and we've had one or two face-to-faces, and then Bruce Young is my English professor.
So. Oh, well, and Margaret, she helped with the Huebner thing back.
Yes, about the Blood Tribunal, is that the one? About the
and Huebner then she's story? Recently had a couple of films yeah. that have just come out.
You know what, I'm glad you suggested that, because maybe she would nurture us, take us under her wing, and yes. because she has experience, and she could probably help us through that learning curve, because there is a learning curve.
Yeah.
But this is a neat, it's an amazing story. We're excited about it because it's about a man with bipolar disorder. And so he's, and it's a really deep story because it's about him, it's about his story, and it's about his courting a woman who ends up getting cancer. So it's this kind of interesting interplay between the two of them and the complexity of mental illness and how, you know, she and he or dancing, and dancing on broken glass. That's the central metaphor. So hopefully it'll be a good, very moving experience.
Interesting. So you're just involved in everything.
Oh, yeah. I really have a lot of friends in both publishing and media. We also have a group that I'm associated with called Visionaries. I don't know if you've heard of them, but Robert Hatch is one of the directors of that, and also Robert Starling. And so their goal is to connect these filmmakers, and really they've had some really good top-notch presenters there. They've had some industry leaders with I'm trying to think of the Hollywood company. It's one of the big ones. Anyway, so they had them talk about the green lighting process and how that works, and how you basically create your script and work through the details, and then look at the financials to look at your specific audience. And that's the one thing, that if we're returning this back to publishing, is that sometimes people keep it too high level. They don't think about meaning theoretical. They don't think about the practical aspect of how we're going to make money off this. Is how we're going to, who is this going to appeal to? Who are my audience segments? Which genre is this? How does this compare with other films that are already in the works?
So, well, it sounds like it's pretty interesting, because when you think about media, you've got podcasting, yeah, you've got writing books, you've, yeah, got screenplays, you've got film, and you're trying to encompass all of that.
That's exactly right. And it is
art, I guess, too.
Yes, art as well, and poetry. So basically, we're trying to speak to people in a way that helps them hone their craft, understand their audience, and make it marketable. So that I'm just going to say, we've got the spring writing workshop that is planned, and we haven't announced it yet, but we will be announcing it at our conference. And basically, the one criticism that has come up from time to time of the publishing programs that are out there is that they're not practical enough. You have to be able to show that you can make money off this, or that it's going to sell, because it does very little good to create something that you feel good about and then it never gets published. You're going to waste, you're going to spin your wheels. We want something that actually is going to get out there. And so sometimes that might, with an author, that might mean refining your media image or your outreach, so that you have a wider footprint, and so more people are connecting with you. It might mean reaching out to other influencers who are in the business, so they say, "Hey, you will you promote my thing? I'll make sure to promote yours." You know, kind of shared outreach.
So this is like marketing kind of help. Is
that like marketing help? Exactly. That is a lot of what we do. Yeah, and so I hope you'll come join us in our conference, because I think you'll find some good things. There is a segment that appeals to podcasters and bloggers, mm-hmm, and so can help with that outreach as well. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of what else is there. Is there anything else we've missed?
You know, let's see. I just want to add something that I think is important to as authors, and this is coming from Brené Brown, and she is an amazing influencer, and she basically says, when you're an author, when you're a podcaster, you need to have some authenticity and some vulnerability. And I like this quote that comes from her book, Daring Greatly. She says, when we think of times that we have felt vulnerable or emotionally exposed, we're actually recalling times of great courage. What most of us fail to understand is that vulnerability is also the cradle of the emotions and experiences that we crave. Vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and creativity. And a lot of times we hide our inner selves or our because we're concerned about how others perceive us. But when we see somebody express themselves with authenticity and vulnerability, we want to stand up and cheer, because they are expressing something that's very important to them. And so I guess that would be, if there's any sort of closing thought, it's just that let's be authentic. Let's be real. Let's tell stories that are meaningful to us. Let's back them up with who we are, and let's share light and truth with the world, because that makes the world a better place.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Devin Jensen, president of LDS PMA. In our next conversation, we're going to talk about how to have better conversations with those with whom you disagree.
This is from a Seven Keys to Successful Conversations published some years ago by the church. Above all, be kind. Show Christ-like love. President Dallin H. Oaks taught, followers of Christ should be examples of civility. We should love all people, be good listeners, and show concern for their sincere beliefs. Though we may disagree, we should not be disagreeable. Our stands and communications on controversial topics should not be contentious. When our positions do not prevail, we should accept unfavorable results graciously and practice civility with our adversaries. I even pause at the word adversaries, because I think if you think about it, we're not truly adversaries, but we kind of temporarily become adversaries.
If you'd like to hear the entire interview uncut, please subscribe for just $5 a month at patreon.com/gospeltangents, and you can hear the entire interview before everybody else. If you'd like to watch the entire video for just $8 a month, you can either subscribe on YouTube, Patreon, or my website, gospeltangents.com. Just click the yellow subscribe button, and I'll add you to our Gospel Tangents Insiders group so that you can see entire videos. For those interested in a PDF transcript, you can subscribe at either Patreon or on my website. For just $10 a month, I'll send you a PDF as soon as it's complete. If you'd like a copy of the paperback as well as a PDF, just sign up for $20 a month at either Patreon or my website, gospeltangents.com. Of course, you can buy individual transcripts at amazon.com and just do a search for Gospel Tangents Interview, and you can see all the things that we have there. Don't forget to support Gospel Tangents with an awesome t-shirt like one of these. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents. Get our latest updates at facebook.com/gospeltangents. Also, you can get our Twitter updates at gospeltangents. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got more of our great videos. Thanks again.